Gratitude. Yes, for the blessings in our lives, for sure. But what about the crosses or the burdens that we bear? Today's gospel is surely one which is an ode to gratitude. Elizabeth, in a sense, speaking for all of us, proclaims to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Blessed indeed. For it is through the incarnation of God coming to us in the form of a little baby that we are saved. Saved. Salvation is not simply any longer for the just or for the chosen people, but for all of us. And at the same time, we also in the gospel encounter Elizabeth. Elizabeth, whose inability to conceive for many years had been a source of shame for her. Indeed, in a prior verse, Elizabeth states that her pregnancy had taken away the disgrace I have endured among my own people. Now, in our modern age, there is or should not be any shame in being infertile. In fact, one out of every four couples have considerable difficulty in conceiving a child. Some of the couples are able to conceive only through long, expensive, and difficult fertility treatments. Many suffer miscarriages. Truly a reality in our church, which requires our compassion and more attention than may be the case currently. And some are simply unable to have a child. And I've heard it said, well, you know, it's God's will, or you can adopt, you know. Not the most sensitive responses that I've ever heard. For if you're experiencing infertility issues, especially during this time of year, it may be a bit much to hear of a pregnant postmenopausal woman, such as Elizabeth, or virgins who miraculously conceive. It can hurt. So let's be aware of that. Gratitude. Let us give thanks for the greatest gift of all, Jesus' birth. The Lord, who did not come to offer to God holocausts and sin offerings, as we are told in the second reading, but only asks that we strive to be obedient to his will. And let us give thanks to our church in this parish community for leading us, for lifting us up in a handshake or a hug, for allowing us to cry out, and for witnessing to the amazing generosity of giving to all of those in need. And as we know, our understanding of need is never reduced to simply economics. It's expansive. For our notion of the needy includes the forgotten and the lonely, and the grieving, and the hurting, the frail, and the sick. Let us also give thanks for our family members, living or dead, dysfunctional or otherwise, full of wisdom or bad advice, for each helped us and continue to help us in forming who we are. And let us give thanks by lifting up our brothers and sisters during this season and at all times. For when we do so, most assuredly, we are expressing our gratitude, our joy, for a God who loves us, who is forever merciful and forgiving, and he offers us joy and patience and hope, which were at the core of the three homilies from the Sambo the last 3 weeks. You know, I ran across an article in that most august and prestigious of all magazines recently, Parade magazine. It was a few weekends ago. And while I will not plagiarize the particulars of the article for copyright infringement reasons, I think that it contained a message worthy of all our consideration during this time. It was this: that skies may be gray, but your spirits can remain sunny to beat the seasonal blahs. Well, let's be honest. Sunlight is in scarce supply this time of year. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why the church, in her wisdom, designated December 25th as the Feast of Christmas. And for all of those, our brothers and sisters, who endure and manage the cross of depression, a treatable, stigmatized, and too frequently whispered condition, this time of year can be especially painful. And so let us be especially intentional in lifting up those around us who experience depression, which is a very common and a very real struggle. And let us relight that flickering flame which may seem distant during this sun-deprived time of year, for our Lord is our light, and his flame is what enables us to be grateful and to recognize our blessings and to be aware that sometimes our crosses bring us even closer to him. Gratitude and blessings. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we were reminded by the prophet Micah in our first reading that a new chapter in our salvation history is upon us. Yes, John the Baptist was the foreteller, but most importantly, we celebrate the one who, in Micah's words, whose origins is from old and from ancient days. And so let us be joyful, and patient, and hopeful, and filled with gratitude, as the one who has been foretold is celebrated among us, the one, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, blessings and our gratitude in response abound.